25-42, Wilkinson Development LLC, Woodbridge as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-42 for Wilkinson Development LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision, and that 51% of the project is set aside as open space on the site. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Furthermore, a standard subdivision could conceivably result in little or no open space. Two, the applicant has reduced the proposed number of lots from the original 214 to 188 with smaller lots. The applicant maintained a large amount of open space and preserved forested areas, including a natural buffer to the wetlands. For these reasons, the development is superior to a standard subdivision. Three, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is also in an area that has developed with other commercial uses, a church, and a large state of Delaware solid waste facility. Four, the development will not cause any adverse impact upon traffic in the area by this development. The lots will be served by central sewer and water. Six, the site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any lots, and there will be buffers from the wetland areas. Seven, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Eight, amenities will be provided, including a clubhouse, pool, and walking and jogging trails. Nine, this approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 188 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and best management practices shall be used in the maintenance of the system. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalk shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision and shall be connected to the entrance to the proposed development. As stated within the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. And the amenities, including a clubhouse and swimming pool, shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The restrictive covenants governing the project must include the agricultural use protection notice and the wetlands notice. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing department. A school bus shelter with parking for at least 4 vehicles shall be established at the entrance to the project. On the lots adjacent to land used for agricultural purposes, there shall be a deed-restricted 10-foot no-cut zone requiring all existing trees and vegetation to remain undisturbed. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-42 Wilkinson Development LLC Woodbridge as a preliminary for the reasons stated and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting that it's time for our public hearings. And before we proceed, for those of you who are not frequent attendees here at Planning and Zoning, our attorney has a few choice words to share with you regarding our conduct and yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by Mr. Lank. Then Mr. Lank will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission at any time may question the applicant and its witnesses. When the applicant completes its presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits or terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questionnaire cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.